Hey again. Still no male privileges. Sorry. I really want to hear what you have to say about all this. So, that night kind of opened the floodgates. Literally. I'm always so wet. Masturbating feels so good, it's hard to stop. I do it at night before I go to sleep, in the morning when I wake up, on my lunch break, in the bathroom. I'm still not allowed to wear any panties, so it's always right there, you know? I know it's a sin, but it's not the worst sin. I'm pretty sure, with as horny as I am all the time now, if I wasn't masturbating to relieve the pressure. And there was no way I could keep it from Grace. I don't know if she heard me that first night, but she caught me fingering myself during a break a few days later. I was horrified and tried to cover it up, but she just took my blankets from me. She asked if I was masturbating, and I admitted it. I tried to get out, but she told me it was okay. She asked if I really knew what I was doing, which, of course, I didn't, so she sat me down that night and taught me all about my body. We sat on our beds across from each other, legs spread, and she told me about the anatomy of my pussy and my clit. And she taught me a lot of dirty words. Like, a lot. And using them makes me feel so sexy and dirty. She told me a young woman never refers to her lady part as a vagina. That's something dry old women do. She told me to call it a pussy. Or cunt. I'm not quite up to that one yet. After that, we stopped hiding from each other. We masturbate in front of each other all the time now. She says that's normal for dirty maids. If Miss Taylor has noticed that we laugh a lot or touch each other more, she has mentioned it. She even smiles a little when she sees us together. I'm still going into the second chalet to clean, and I'm getting more comfortable with all the naked people in there. I see Daniel sometimes, and he asks me if I'm learning a lot during my stay. He has no idea. He's started showing up in my dreams a lot more lately. The things I can imagine doing to his cock. God, I love dirty words. Everybody in the church is so sexy. It seems impossible. The last time I was in the second mansion, I heard two people having sex behind closed doors. I couldn't help myself. I rubbed my little pussy right outside the door, listening to them. I left quite a little puddle outside the door. Luckily, I had a rag to wipe it all up. God, what's gotten into me? I'm talking like a slut. I need to get a hold of myself. I'm still a virgin. I can be pure. But it's so hard. After telling you about it, I just want to touch myself again. I just have to remember, I'm doing all this for my family, so we can be together and happy. I can't lose myself. I just have to remember. Please, write to me. Even if I can't hear from you, I need to know someone outside knows what I'm going through and is supporting me. I'll try to be better. Talk again soon.